Chapter 2. Like Master, Like House. He lived in the Marais, Rue des Filles du Cavalier, number 6. He owned the house. This house has since been demolished and rebuilt, and the number has probably been changed in those revolutions of numeration which the streets of Paris undergo. He occupied an ancient and vast apartment on the first floor, between streets and gardens, furnished to the very ceilings with great gobelins and Beauvais tapestries representing pastoral scenes. The subjects of the ceilings and the panels were repeated in miniature on the armchairs. He enveloped his bed in a vast 9-leaved screen of Coromandel lacquer. Long, full curtains hung from the windows and formed great broken folds that were very magnificent. The garden, situated immediately under his windows, was attached to that one of them which formed the angle, by means of a staircase 12 or 15 steps long, which the old gentleman ascended and descended with great agility. In addition to a library adjoining his chamber, he had a boudoir of which he thought a great deal, a gallant and elegant retreat, with magnificent hangings of straw, with a pattern of flowers and fleur-de-lis, made on the galleys of Louis XIV. And ordered of his convicts by Monsieur de Vivonne for his mistress. Monsieur Gillenormand had inherited it.